Well, I'm standing on top of an rooftop of a car park in Chatswood City. It's around 6 o'clock, so it's closing time. So the car park, for a lack of just a handful of cars, is basically empty. I'm outside, I'm listening to the birds, and you can probably also hear the cars down below. This car park is about 9 floors, and I'm looking in front of a sign that tells me it's 9 floors, and I'm thinking about Mopai, and I'm going to answer the next question that people always ask: how do you get to level 72? Or are there even 72 levels of cultivation as it's mentioned in the book? Well, here's the thing, and this also explains why Costa and a few of the others could never really reach level 4 of the Mopai counting system and surpass level 4 of their system, and why John Chang was level 58, 54, really high up before he died, bless his soul. Sometimes when we have levels in a system, it's really a matter of how thinly you slice the bread. And the levels are how many pieces of bread or slices of bread you have from the loaf. This is a critical way of thinking, because he could have easily said it has 9 levels or 3 levels or 20 levels or 72 levels or 100 levels. Usually these numbers are arbitrary and they're made up, or they have a mystical element to it. For example, in Bagua Zhang, we have 8 levels, maybe 64 levels, maybe 36 levels, which is half of 72, or 48 levels, depending on what you're counting. If it's 36 levels, usually that system is counting based on one of the Bagua Zhang songs, which is 36 levels. Now, the mystical part of it is that if you count every single stroke in a trigram, and there are 8 trigrams, you have 36 strokes. So you could say mystically you're going through every stroke as you move up the levels. Then again, broadly speaking, you can have far fewer. You can only have 8 levels because Bagua, the number is 8. So we have 8 levels. Or 64. What's the difference? Let's say 64 to 8. Well, 64 is 8 times 8. You could say, yeah, there are 56 more levels. Or you could just say they're just more finely sliced, the levels. So 72 is more of a spiritual sacred number. It's not a real accurate number without measurement. This is where Kostik actually came in, and I'm surprised he never realized it. He's an engineer. His whole purpose in the book was for Master John Chang to create the levels. The levels were created as part of the interaction between Costa and John. Now, Costa and John don't realize this. It's a book of basically, they're trying to work this all out. There's nothing wrong with the 72 levels, but because it's very vague, yes, there's supposed to be some sort of mysterious, mystical book that John Chang was given by his Sifu, that no one seems to be able to know what the book is called, or it's kept very hush-hush. But one day it will reveal itself, and when it reveals itself, when all the other martial artists look at it, or even the Taoists, the mystics, they will go, aha, this is what's supposed to happen when you know you've reached that level. And if you've read the book, you'll notice that those levels are very vague or arbitrary. They're a bit of guesswork. You know, sometimes what they call a level in martial arts isn't really a level. They're just stages in between. You know, in Bagua Zhang, you could say learning the I Ching is, or Yi Ching, is one level. When you've mastered that, you've mastered that level. Then you go and learn a martial art. Any martial art will do, as long as you've got a grounding in martial arts. When you have reached black belt, let's just for ease of talking, you've reached level two. Now, because we know, we've seen all the videos, a lot of people can be black belts, but that doesn't mean they're any good at fighting. So, like something in judo, they say, one of the ways you can become a black belt is actually you go in a competition and you win. So you join a competition, or you get into some fights and you win. Let's say you have to win 8 fights. Really win it. Not just have some judges pick and choose. You know you've won because you've knocked the other guy out. You've defeated him. You've made him surrender properly. That's level 3. Then you said, okay, Bagua is a Taoist martial art. I'll go learn the Tao Te Ching. Maybe I'll read the book. Read a couple of them. That's level 4. Then you go, finally, I learn Bagua. So you go and learn it. How do you know you've mastered it? Well, the first thing is, in Bagua itself, level 5 could be your health has improved to the point you no longer need modern aids to keep you alive, i.e. drugs, medical equipment, whatever. It all depends from where you're starting from. The next level could be you end up being, once your health is back, you become a Qigong master. Okay. Then after being a Qigong master, you find you may have the skill in healing people. So you start healing people. That's the next level. But until a few decades ago, most of those levels, whether I've even listed them out properly, were very vague, very arbitrary, because a lot of people couldn't read and write. They couldn't really, they didn't spend the time sitting down. Okay, these are the levels. This is how you know you've achieved it. And Costa's book is very much like that. It's like him asking a lot of questions. How do you know? What do you know? What is the sign that you've reached level 1, level 2, level 3 of Mopai? And John Chang is most of the time guessing. Not guessing as he's making it up, but guessing, it's more of a guesstimate. He's trying to remember through his own experiences in the past what it means to reach that certain point that you have mastered it. And there were certain events in it that I would say Costa had reached level 3. Maybe he's on the road to level 4. Or maybe he's actually there already level 5 and he doesn't realize it because John Chang doesn't know how to differentiate between the levels. And will Costa ever reach level 72? Probably not, because according to some of the interviews he's been on, he moved on from it and now he's learning from a mystic in Greece. Because when you read the book, you can quite clear that Costa isn't looking really for a Sifu master, a martial arts master. He's looking for a spiritual teacher who can teach him the ways of spirituality and higher spiritual metaphysics. That's because that's what he keeps referring to. He keeps trying to make John Chang a spiritual teacher. And John Chang keeps saying, no, no, no. He's just the head of a martial arts school. And so his level of comprehension, while he's had many experiences, with that of the head of a martial arts school. But John Chang is looking for the saint. Not John Chang, sorry. Costa is looking for the saint. So the first reason is because he's looking for a saint and he's moved on. He's now, he might still be learning from a mystic in Greece somewhere. The second thing is also, John Chang was a protege, a genius. He was discovered like all proteges are when they're young, they're children, and he was trained from a child onwards, whereas Costa was already an adult, then starting his progress. It's the same story again and again, like you see in music or in any form of art. When the kid learns he was like four to learn the piano, okay, of course, by the time he's 20 or 30, he's a great genius, able to, but a man who learns in his teenage years, will he ever reach the same level as that kid? Probably not. There is the factor of time. Bagua, when I started it, I knew this was going to be a real, real problem. And I didn't want to just be a normal martial artist who just dabbles in it. So I said, okay, if I was in China and going to one of those martial arts schools, how often do those kids actually train when they're starting as a kid? How much time do I have to give to this thing to be really serious? How much do I have to do to catch up? And it turned out, when I crunched the numbers, my best estimate for me, was that I couldn't just do, let's say, if it's Bagua or Tai Chi, one or two sets a day and be done with it. I literally had to stop and go, I need 2 hours a day. How many sets can I do a day? And it turned out I would have to, in the beginning, I could only do one or two, but in the end, I had to get down and maybe do 10 of them a day. Now, in the beginning, it's really hard. You know, it's really hard to just do one because you got to remember the moves and all that stuff. But in the end, you space out, you translate, you just keep doing it, and you get to a place where you enjoy doing it. So doing 10 was easy. I had moments where I could do 20 of them. I actually look forward to it. They weren't every day, because if you do 20 on one day, the next day could be a killer, and then you kind of regret it. You go, oh shit, I wish I hadn't done 20. I should have only done 5, so I can do another 10 the next day. But that's the kind of numbers you got to crunch, and that's the concrete scientific side of it. You want to get good at what you do. You want to achieve. You have to first crunch the numbers. You want to start a business, you crunch the numbers first. You sit down and then you ask yourself, can you commit to this? What is reasonably feasible given one's life, what you can commit to? And for a lot of us in the West, when we sit down and honestly look at the numbers, you know, our numbers are pathetic. No matter we've done it for 10, 20 years, 30 years, when it comes down to it, like total dedication, we're not up there with the professionals who have given over their life to do this martial arts sport form. You know, we can sit there and judge and point, and then these guys are just doing it day in, day out. Whatever the hell it is they're doing. You know, even some of the weird training methods out there in martial arts that I disapprove of, and some of them are just total bonkers. You know, you can see on their bodies that they have really committed their bodies to it. So are the levels true? I don't think so. I don't think there really are 72 levels. I think the higher levels are kind of vague and made up. I think the first 4, 5, maybe 10 levels is probably genuine and achievable. And I'm saying that without getting my hands on that so-called secret manuscript martial and actually reading it and going, okay, what are the signs that say I have mastered that? Because I can tell you now, if Costa had that manuscript, that original one, and he could read the Chinese and say, okay, to reach level 20, this is what you have to do. This is what has to be achieved. Because it's easy, because if you know what it is you're trying to achieve, what the goal is, you can make it happen.